July 8th, 1947. The headlines scream, "Flying disc recovered near Roswell." For a moment, the world stops. Could this be it? The proof we've all been waiting for. And then, before you can even process what's happening, boom, the story vanishes. Replaced by a neat little government bow. It was just a weather balloon. Oh, sure, because weather balloons totally cause global panic. This wasn't just another sighting. It was the spark that ignited the entire modern UFO movement. And if you think this was just some local misunderstanding, you're about to find out why Roswell wasn't just one event. It was the start of something much, much bigger. So buckle up, because we're diving into the crash that changed everything. It all starts when Mac Brazel, a rancher in Roswell, New Mexico, stumbles upon something strange in his pasture. Now, Mac's no city guy. He spent his life working the land. But what he finds out there, it's not normal. Shiny metal fragments shattered across the ground. Lightweight, but impossible to dent or burn. Strips of strange material that, no matter how hard he twists, always snap back to shape. Symbols unlike anything he's ever seen. Mac does what any sensible person would do. He reports it. Enter the U.S. Army airfield in Roswell. They collect the debris, issue a jaw-dropping press release. We have recovered a flying disc. Boom! The world loses its mind.
You had one job, Army. Keep it quiet. But nope, you go and confirm a flying saucer. That's like tweeting your bank password and then acting surprised when people ask questions.
Within hours, the military backtracks hard. Whoops, did we say flying disc? No, we meant weather balloon. Yeah, just a regular old balloon. Nothing to see here, folks. Right, because people definitely confuse cutting-edge extraterrestrial tech with birthday party decorations. But here's where things get really weird. Witnesses report seeing armed military convoys sweeping the area. Some claim to have seen small bodies being transported from the crash site. The Roswell base is suddenly locked down like Fort Knox. And just like that, the greatest UFO case in history gets buried under layers of official denials, disinformation, and the conveniently rewritten narrative. So what really happened? Let's be real. If Roswell was just a weather balloon, why go through all this trouble? Decades later, when the pressure to come clean was too much, the government changed their story again. Okay, fine. It wasn't a weather balloon. But it wasn't aliens. It was a top secret spy balloon from Project Mogul. Oh, so now it's a secret experiment. Cool. Great.
So let me get this straight. The first excuse was nothing to see here. The second excuse was, okay, it's something, but it's classified. What's next? It was actually just Superman crash landing after a long night out.
Here's the problem. Too many witnesses described things that didn't match a balloon, or even military tech from that time. Jesse Marcel, the Army intelligence officer first on the scene, later admitted that the wreckage wasn't from Earth. Glenn Dennis, a mortician in Roswell, claimed military officials urgently requested small child-sized coffins, and later saw strange bodies being examined at the base. Dozens of other first-hand accounts emerged over the years, all pointing to something way bigger than a spy balloon. And the real kicker? Roswell wasn't just about what crashed in 1947. It was about what followed. Roswell set the stage for the next 70-plus years of secrecy, denial, and oops, we can't comment on that. It sparked the formation of Project Blue Book, America's official UFO investigation unit. It planted these seeds of Area 51 conspiracies. It fueled the idea that somewhere in some hidden lab, we're reverse engineering alien tech. And now, in the age of government UAP reports, leaked military footage, and pilots openly admitting to seeing craft they can't explain, Roswell doesn't feel like some distant, dusty conspiracy. It feels like the moment when everything started. So, was this just a balloon? Or was Roswell our first real glimpse into something the world wasn't ready for? And more importantly, if they covered this up, what else have they been hiding? Thanks for watching. That's it for this episode of Divergent Files, the UFO Encounters miniseries. If you're hooked, make sure to subscribe, like, and drop your theories in the comments, because trust me, we're just getting started. And if you want early access, behind-the-scenes chaos, and extended content too wild for YouTube, head over to patreon.com/divergentfiles and join the crew. I'm Ralph. That's Wendell, who's still convinced humanity is on some alien watch list, and we'll see you in the next one. You are truly appreciated.